Samanta Chakkavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Satamang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sagamokadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanda Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanda Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanda Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammaha Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammaha Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammaha Sambuddhassa Today, I would like to give a very simple talk. Having been expounded the most difficult talk, now we turn to the simple one. Okay. The title of today's talk is Taking Three Refuges. All Buddhists have taken the three refuges, but however, I want to explain a little bit more about this taking the three refuges. So, three refuges we call Ti Sarana, refuges. It's a place of shelter and protection from danger. So we take three refuges. So we find a shelter to protect us from all dangers. And taking three refuges means placing faith on the quality of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha based on understanding. Not based on blind faith. Okay? Therefore, since it's placing faith on the quality of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, then we should understand what is the quality of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha first. Otherwise, how can we have faith? So, first, we want to understand the quality of Buddha. Now, Buddha has nine qualities, but today I'm not going to talk about this nine quality. But the first thing we should understand is Buddha gained enlightenment through his own effort and wisdom while he was a human being. Therefore, this were inspired. This were inspired us that through our own effort and wisdom, we also can be enlightened. And Buddha enlightened through what? Through discovering the Four Noble Truths, or through the realization of the Four Noble Truths. Therefore, when we reflect the quality of the Buddha, apart from the nine qualities, then we are inspired that through our own effort and wisdom, we also can achieve what Buddha achieved. And secondly, the quality. After Buddha attained the full enlightenment, after Buddha fully realized the Four Noble Truths, then he carried the responsibility to show the path to us out of compassion. So he showed us the Dhamma. What is the Dhamma he showed us? The Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths first, the truth of suffering. What is this truth of suffering? I give you a very simple answer. As long as you have mind and body, this is the truth of suffering. But you may argue, as long as I have mind and body, I can enjoy. I can enjoy sensual pleasures, right? Why you say suffering? Yes, while enjoying sensual pleasures, you may not understand soon sickness, aging, death. And also, while enjoying sensual pleasures, it's based or grounded on craving. And when this karma ripened, then we suffer accordingly in the realm of existence. Therefore, we cannot see enjoyment at the present moment. We still have to see the future. So, what is this truth of suffering? As long as you have mind and body, then suffering is inherent in the mind and body, because the mind and body undergo change all the time. And because the change cannot be governed by you, the change from youth to old, from health to sickness, from life to death, and so on. The process cannot be governed by you. Therefore, it is suffering. If it can be governed by you, then it's full of happiness. The whole process, birth and death, is governed by karma. It's governed by karma, based on craving. So this is the truth of suffering, Buddha tells us. And later on, Buddha explained to us why we have mind and body. Since the truth of suffering is having mind and body, but now, why should I have mind and body? Why this mind and body arise in the world? I don't want to take rebirth. I don't want to come to this world. Is it possible? Not possible. Then why I come to this world? Why? Yes, because of karma rooted in craving. Because of karma rooted in craving. What type of karma? Whatever karma you perform, you aim to have another existence. You aim to enjoy sensual pleasures. You aim to have another existence. This is called karma rooted in craving for sensual pleasures and craving for existence. And because of that, we come to this world and suffer accordingly, as well as once a while enjoy the life. So Buddha tells us the truth of suffering and the origin of the truth of the suffering. However, Buddha remain give us hope. Buddha didn't stop there. Okay, this is a suffering, this is the origin of suffering, that's all. If it's like that, we are hopeless. Right? We know suffering and we know the origin of suffering, then what should we do to get rid of this suffering? This is the most important question. Therefore, Buddha also showed us the path leading to the cessation of suffering. What is the path? What is the path? Yes, Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path cover wide aspect, including four foundations of mindfulness, including Samadhi, including first jhana up to fourth jhana. Then Samma Sati, right mindfulness, including four foundations of mindfulness. So this Noble Eightfold Path consists of three training: Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. So this is the path. Buddha tells us, if you walk this path, then you will reach the end of suffering, which is the cessation of all suffering. Nibbana. So this is the Dhamma. Before you take refuge, you have to understand the quality of the Dhamma. So if you understand the Dhamma according to this Four Noble Truths, then you see the suffering, you see the origin, and you see the way to bring all sufferings to the end. You must have faith. You place your faith on this Dhamma. This Dhamma can help you to bring to the end of all suffering. Buddha is only the shower of the path. Buddha cannot carry you on his shoulder. He only show you the path, and you yourself must walk the path. And because of this one, make many people hesitate to become Buddhist. I have to walk my path myself. Buddha cannot help me. Why not? I believe in God. If I believe in God, God save me. Much more easy than I walk the path myself, so lonely. Therefore, to become a Buddhist, you need courage. Courage. You need faith. Faith in the efficiency of the Dhamma that can bring you to the end of suffering. Courage, faith, and effort. Okay. Then, the third one, taking refuge in Sangha. What is Sangha? When we say about taking refuge in Sangha, we refer to noble Sangha, not ordinary Sangha. We refer to Arya Sangha, the noble one who have attained Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahant. And this Sangha, why they attain the sainthood, why they become a noble one? Simply because they have practiced what the Buddha taught. They have practiced this noble eightfold path. They have understand the suffering in life, and then they walk the path according to what Buddha taught, and finally they attained to the state of enlightenment. So they become an inspiring model to emulate. Become a very inspiring model for us to follow. This is the quality of Sangha. Okay, so when we take refuges in triple gems, we must understand the quality of each one. Therefore, I say based on understanding, not based on blind faith. Okay, then the next one, next question. Why should we take three refuges? Is this world really suffering that there is a need to take three refuges? Now, this is a question you should ask yourself. If the world is really full of suffering, yes, we need a place or shelter for protection. If there's no suffering in this world, there's not necessary to take three refuges. And don't forget the teaching of the Buddha. Buddha's teaching is merely concerned with dukkha, suffering, and the end of suffering. Therefore, there is suffering in this world that we should take refuge in order to protect ourselves, in order that we can walk the path more smoothly and to end all suffering. And most people they are attracted to the teaching of the Buddha simply because of suffering. Therefore, I always say suffering is your greatest teacher. Only when you suffer enough, you want to find a way to get out of it. If you don't suffer enough, no, you don't have the effort to strive. You don't have the effort to practice. So from even in the Buddha's time until now, those who have strong effort to practice because they have suffered enough. And now they have already found the way. Therefore, they have courage. They have courage and effort to practice the path until the end. So, by taking these three refuges should be taken based on understanding. Understanding the quality of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Okay. And what happened? What happened if the faith in the triple gem is carried out through rites and rituals? You know, in Buddhist land, there are certain rites and rituals. So if our belief in the triple gems is based on rites and rituals, what will happen? There's one story, there's one real occurrence in Sri Lanka. During, I think, During Vesak day, a famous monk, before Vesak day, they already planned to have Dhamma talk during Vesak day at 9 a.m., like what we have tomorrow. So during the when there is 9 a.m., the monk come to the meditation hall and find no one in the meditation hall. Not even one audience. Not even one audience come to listen to Dhamma talk. And this monk was so shocked. Where are they? Then finally, they found out all of them went to Bodhi tree, watering the Bodhi tree. All busy watering the Bodhi tree, puja, lighting the lamp, and so on. None of them interested in listening to the Dhamma. And this episode, this occurrence make the monk, his heart shake very strongly. If the Buddha's teaching is carried on in this way, soon the true Dhamma will disappear in the world. So he has a lot of sangvega, spiritual urgency. Why the Buddhist land turn out to be like that? Not even one person interested in listening to Dhamma. If you don't listen to the Dhamma, how can you understand Four Noble Truths? How can you understand the way get out of suffering, right? Think of only watering the Bodhi tree, lighting the candle, and so on. So he feels strong urge to bring the true Dhamma into Sri Lanka again. Sri Lanka previously are very prosperous during Buddha's time or after Buddha's time. There was a story say that when you hang the cloth outside the house, soon the cloth will get dry because so many arahants flying in the sky. So from this story you can see, Sri Lanka is full of arahants who got psychic power. But as time goes on, the Sri Lanka turned out to be empty of true teaching of the Buddha. Not even one person interested in listening to Dhamma. Therefore, this monk, after he got this spiritual urgency, then he decided he want to bring the true Dharma back to the Sri Lanka. Then he started the forest Sangha, forest tradition in the Sangha. And now this forest tradition in the Sangha become more and more popular in Sri Lanka. So this story tells us what the Sri Lanka's story tells us. The true Dharma will disappear if, Buddha said, if the three, four types of people are not interested in the Dharma. First, bhikkhu. Second, bhikkhuni. Third, lay, female lay devotees. Fourth, male lay devotees. If this group of people do not show respect and reverence towards the Buddha, towards the Dhamma, towards the Sangha, towards the three training, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, towards the concentration, then Buddha said, the true Dhamma will disappear in the world very soon. Therefore, to maintain, to keep, to maintain or to make the Buddha's teaching last long, you and I carry the responsibilities. I, as a nun, I have my responsibility to practice the three training and to impart the knowledge to you what I have learned. And you, as a follower, must show your respect, your reverence, and your interest in the practice of the Buddha's teaching. So all of us share the same responsibilities. And also, therefore, the three refuges should be carried out based on faith. Based on understanding, not based on rites and rituals. When the three refuges is carried out based on rites and rituals, then gradually, as a Buddhist, we do not understand what is true Dhamma, what is counterfeit Dhamma. Nowadays, there are many people, you know, come to Malaysia or come to Southeast Asia, they say that they are teaching what the Buddha taught. And they have so many followers, more than the real Buddhist. So those who call themselves Buddhists, they are unable to differentiate what is true teaching, what is counterfeit Dhamma, what is true Dhamma. They are unable to differentiate. So in order to make us be able to differentiate what is true teaching, what is counterfeit teaching, our taking three refuges must based on understanding. Okay. So how are we going to take the three refuges? What is the procedure? First, we homage is by each true homage by prostration. We either take the three refuges in front of the Buddha or through one monastic, one monk. So we bow. First, we homage by prostration, bow three times. Bowing is to break one's pride. When you are able to bow to the monks, to the Buddha's image, then you break your pride. And also you recognize and appreciate of something or someone higher than yourself. Only then you are able to bow to them, right? So when you bow to monks and nuns, you also recognize and appreciate that he or hers training better than you. So deserve of bowing and to put yourself down. This is very important. Only when you put yourself down to a lower position, then your mind is open for training. Otherwise, the mind is too arrogant, too much pride. Then the teacher will not impart the teaching to you because the pride cannot absorb the teaching well. Therefore, when we come to the center, usually we bow to the teacher, we bow to the monks, we bow to the Buddha image to put ourselves down so that the mind is ready for the teaching. Secondly, after homage by prostration, then second procedure is acceptance of discipleship. So in front of the Buddha or in front of monk and nun, then you say, I go for refuge to the Buddha, I go for refuge to the Dhamma, I go for refuge to the Sangha. From today onward, I am a disciple of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. As long as life lasts, I have taken refuge. Only then you have taken the refuge. And once you have taken the refuge, you no more take refuge to the earthbound Deva, to the Sakha Deva or all Deva. No. Once you have taken the three refuges on the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, you should not take refuge to the external spirit. If you again take refuge in the external spirit or Deva, then your three refuge will be destroyed. Okay? And this three refuge, why should we not take refuge in the Deva? Because Devas still have fear. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha have no fear. They have better quality than the Devas. Since you have taken the best quality, the best one in the world, why should you take refuge in the Deva again, which have lower qualities? Okay. So once there's acceptance of disciple, then the life, your life, become a constant act of learning, of adapting the mind to the standards set by the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So you are ready to transform your life according to what Buddha taught. And you become the disciple of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So all the time you adapt yourself, adjusting yourself, your life to the standard of to the standard set by the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And the third one, the third procedure is accept the Triple Gems as your guiding ideal. You make a vow, from today onward, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha are my guiding ideal. So whatever happens, then we always think or act according to what Buddha taught. Or when something happens, some problem happens, unsolved problem, we always go to the monastery to ask advice from the Buddha. Sorry, to ask the advice from the monks. Because what the monk sees and what the layperson sees very differently. The monk sees according to the Dhamma, but the layperson sees according to his own biased view. And biased view always causes suffering to oneself. So you take the triple gem as your teacher, as your guiding idea. Now, whatever you do, try to do according to the Dhamma. Only then you will be protected. So these are the three procedures. If you really want to take refuges, first you pay homage by prostration, and second you accept you yourself. Acceptance of discipleship. You are accepted as disciple of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And the third one, then you accept Triple Gem as your guide you through this spiritual practice. And after taking the three refuges, then you change your life. You adapt your mind to the standards set by the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and gradually you will realize the Dhamma. Once you realize the Dhamma, your faith. Initially, you take three refuges based on the understanding. But once you realize the Dhamma, your faith and devotion now become unshakable. Before you can attain or realize the Dhamma, your faith to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is always shakable. One of my students, she reported to me she had attained the second stage of sainthood, Sagadagami. And she always told me that now her faith to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha completely changed. Previously, she still have faith in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but not like now, firmly grounded. The faith to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is firmly grounded, unshakable. She can see her change. Therefore, only when a person really realize the Dhamma, realize the Four Noble Truths, and become a noble one, his and her faith become unshakable. Otherwise, the faith is always shaking. And when one takes these three refuges and practice accordingly, and the Dhamma, you will be protected by the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So this is the benefit you can get from taking the three refuges. It's your protection. I think that's all for today. Thank you.